what you really want to look at is affordability, right? And if you look at the data, it shows that the average monthly mortgage payment has gone up 30% since 2021, since we've seen the huge climb in rates. So that's what's to look at.
If you have over $200,000 sitting stagnant in your bank, retirement account, or home equity, then you're literally losing money. On this show, you learn how to get that money working for you consistently and conservatively. Learn to grow your nest egg with your host, Sean Winslow. Let's dive in.
What's going on, everyone? I'm Sean Winslow, and this is the Multifamily Money Podcast. Welcome back to another Finance Friday episode. This is the show where we go over tips and tricks on how to get your money working for you, because we all know it's not what you make, but what you keep. This is all things personal finance, and today's topic is on, go figure, the real estate market. And obviously, we've seen rates continue to rise, stock markets all over the place. The 10-year has gone up to almost 3%, dropped back down to 2.7, and today's back up to 2.8. And on the horizon is the Fed meeting next week on the 3rd and 4th, Tuesday, Wednesday of next week. And as they said in the last meeting, they were quite aggressive in their rhetoric when they said they're going to be raising 6 more times. That's the first time in recent Fed meetings where they've actually said they are definitely going to raise or not raise. In the past, it's been like, we're going to take every meeting and assess at that moment where the economy is. So it's going to be interesting to see what they say. And if they get even more aggressive and feel they have to raise rates even higher. After the last meeting, the bond market, as I mentioned last episode, the bond market is priced rates in to be at about 3% by the end of 2023. So it'll be interesting to see what the bond market thinks after this upcoming Fed meeting. But today's episode is the real estate market cooling down. A lot of people would think when we're seeing rates climb and climb and climb and housing prices continue the same. And I was looking at a recent article by Lily Katz from Redfin, where she dove into the data, because Redfin's, as we all know, one of the largest online platforms for real estate out there, and they have a lot of data. And she was looking at housing demand, right? And recently, you know, we've seen rates rise. And from last January 2021, it was a low of 2.65%. And now we're up to the average 30-year fixed mortgage rate is 5.11%, which is the highest since 2010. And so the question is, and what they highlight in this article is that home buyer competition dips in March. And this is the first time it's dipped since in the past 6 months. And yet, but it only dipped from 66.7% to 65%. And that's simply just saying monthly share of Redfin home offers that face competition. And the reason why it's kind of laughable is because this is already an absurd number. That 66.7% of all Redfin home buyers face competition. So the fact that it's retreating from absurd levels does not kind of faze me. It'll be interesting to see where that trend continues to go. But what you really want to look at is affordability, right? And if you look at the data, it shows that the average monthly mortgage payment has gone up 30% since 2021, since we've seen the huge climb in rates. So that's what's to look at. But so that would make most people think, well, there's got to be some cooling off. People just simply can't afford to keep paying these crazy home prices with these high rates. However, there is another argument, and that's if we look at our neighbors to the north in Canada. And the reason why I say that is if we currently look at the median home price in the US, it's 17%. Prices are up 70% year over year, reached a record of $392,750 compared to the median US household income of 74%. That's only 5 times more than the median household income. Now, if we look at Canada, the average home price for a Canadian home stood at $816,720 Canadian dollars. So that equates to about $646,000 USD. And that's over 9 times the average household income. So almost double. And Canada's mortgage market is based off of 25-year amortization, not 30 like here in the US. And they're based off, it's a little different, but it's technically based off a floating variable rate type of debt. So that begs the question, couldn't the US keep running before we even get close to that 9 times the average household income? And this also goes specific to your market, right? Because there's just crazy demand with a lack of supply. I've seen it in New England where I'm at, where houses go on the market and they're in under contract within like the first few hours, and there's multiple offers and still all cash. It's still over, waiving contingencies. It's just insane. And then even in the on the commercial side of things, we were just in best and final on a 100 plus unit multifamily acquisition. And there were over 15 offers in the first round. The demand is still out there and it's crazy. So I think it's funny when you see this blasting all over social media, mainstream media, that it's cooling down. It's cooling down. At the present, I don't see it cooling down. If we look at by US Metro, the top two places where there's the most competition is San Jose, California at nearly 80% and Boston, Massachusetts at nearly 80%, meaning 80% of homebuyers face competition. And rounding out the top five is Providence, Rhode Island, Worcester, Massachusetts, and San Diego. So it's either California or New England. So lucky me over here and my fellow brethren here in New England. Yeah, it's still a crazy market. It's just really going to be based on what the Fed does and how rates react after that meeting. If we see them climb up 6%+, I feel like we could see some competition come down. And once that household income to median price ratio jump up to like 6-7 times, that's when you're going to start seeing some pullback. And other than that, I just really don't think it's cooling off at this point. I think there's still a little more to run in 2022, but it's all very, just comes down to how aggressive the Fed wants to be. But at the end of the day, I'm still net buyer of real estate as long as the numbers make sense. So back to my point of last week, make sure you're sticking to your guns, your criteria, and not buying on emotion. You never want to buy on emotion, but you especially don't want to buy on emotion in a market like today. Guys, be smart out there. Hope you found value from this. Just want to keep you updated on what's going on in the market so you can make sound decisions. Yeah. And even though we're at 5%, that's still below average. If you go all the way back to 2000, we were up near 8.5%. And we're still in a good place. You just got to be smart and make sure the numbers work. Don't make decisions based on emotion. That always gets you in trouble. All right, everybody, hope you found value from this one, and I will catch you on the next one.
Hey, this is Sean Winslow. After being in the financial service industry for years and having candid conversations with good people just like you, I realized that so many of us are wanting an investment strategy that provides solid returns and consistent income without the bumps in the road. There's little known secret that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. There is an investment out there that is less volatile and the returns are stronger. Get more details by going to greenbriercg.com and clicking on the free e-report. And by the way, if this show has provided you any value, then feel free to leave an honest written review and, of course, share it with a friend who needs it. See you next week for another great show.